Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has officially released iOS 17.5 to the general public after several weeks of beta testing. The update brings a handful of new features and changes for iPhone users. First off, within the European Union, iOS 17.5 introduces a new web distribution feature that allows developers to distribute their iOS apps straight from their own websites. To use web distribution, developers must opt in to the updated App Store business terms, a roadblock that means not many developers, if any, have actually adopted web distribution yet. In the Apple News app, Apple News Plus subscribers in the United States and Canada will find a new Core Tiles word game after updating to iOS 17.5. The game prompts players to select from a grid of tiles to form words. It's the third game to come to Apple News Plus following the addition of a daily crossword and crossword minis that were added last year. iOS 17.5 also adds Game Center integration to all three of those Apple News Plus games. Also, for Apple News Plus subscribers, iOS 17.5 introduces a new offline mode. Apple says that this makes it easy to access hundreds of magazines, newspapers, narrated articles, and more, no matter where you are. There's a new Pride collection of wallpapers for iPhone and iPad users, as is tradition. Apple says the new dynamic wallpapers are part of its efforts to champion global movements to protect and advance equality for the LGBTQ+ community. iOS 17.5 includes a new system centered around anti-stalking capabilities for accessories like AirTag. Apple has teamed up with Google to collaborate on a new industry specification for combating unwanted tracking, making it easier for iPhone and Android users to know when they're being tracked by a Find My item. Finally, in addition to all of the new features and changes, iOS 17.5 includes 15 notable security patches for iPhone users. So even if none of the new features in iOS 17.5 are tempting to you, we recommend updating as soon as possible for those security fixes. The first iPad Pro reviews are here, and as you can see in our roundup in the show notes below, they focus a lot on the new OLED displays, the M4 chip, and the limitations of iPadOS as a platform. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Apple's marketing executive Tom Bogar explained how the iPad compares to the Mac and touched on whether Apple might ever release a touchscreen Mac. Bogar, who serves as Apple's vice president of Mac and iPad product marketing, explained that Apple doesn't see those two devices as competitors. Instead, the idea is that the Mac and iPad are complementary, with the iPad serving as a touch-first device and the Mac being there for indirect manipulation. So this naturally brought up the question, will Apple ever release a touchscreen Mac? Bogar, of course, danced around the question and reiterated that iPads are for touch and Macs are not. He explained that macOS is for a very different paradigm of computing compared to the iPad. He explained that many customers have both the Mac and the iPad, and they think of the iPad as a way to extend work from the Mac. But he did say, quote, "I can't say we never change our mind," end quote. So with that in mind, what exactly do the latest rumors about a touchscreen Mac say? Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has said that Apple is actively developing a touchscreen MacBook Pro with a targeted release date of 2025. The Bloomberg report says that the MacBook Pro revamp being tested inside Apple retains a traditional laptop design with a standard trackpad and keyboard. The difference, of course, is that the screen would support touch input just like an iPhone or an iPad. Whether or not this touchscreen MacBook ever comes into existence remains to be seen, but at least we know for now, at least publicly, that Apple considers the iPad and the Mac very different products. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5 Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5 Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. And rounding out today, when Apple announced the new iPad Pro lineup last week, it also unveiled a new Magic Keyboard accessory that it touted as being thinner and lighter than its predecessor. While Apple doesn't share official weight specifications for iPad accessories, the first reviews of the M4 iPad Pro confirm that the new Magic Keyboard is noticeably lighter. The numbers vary from review to review, but the general consensus is that the new Magic Keyboard for the 13-inch iPad Pro weighs around 667 grams. This is noticeably lighter than the old Magic Keyboard design, which weighed around 710 grams. The difference in weight for the Magic Keyboard is even more pronounced when you remember that the 13-inch iPad Pro itself is significantly lighter than before. The 13-inch M4 iPad Pro weighs 579 grams, down from the previous generation's 682. In total, this means that the previous 12.9-inch M2 iPad Pro with a Magic Keyboard weighed right around 1,400 grams. The 13-inch M4 iPad Pro with the redesigned Magic Keyboard weighs around 1,250 grams. This means that the M4 iPad Pro with its redesigned Magic Keyboard is around 12% lighter than before. And for comparison's sake, the M3 13-inch MacBook Pro weighs around 1,240 grams, so it's just ever so slightly lighter than the new iPad Pro combination. And the 11-inch iPad Pro Magic Keyboard weighs around 580 grams, down from the previous model's weight of 601 grams. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.